The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now we are joined by the Sligo councillor Declan Bree, a former TD. Declan, your wife Margaret, who of course is also the sister of President Connolly, is one of 12 Irish citizens who was on the global summoned flotilla who has been detained by the Israelis. Have you been in communications? Have you had a chance to be in communication with her?
No, I had a brief call from Margaret yesterday before the interception. She told me Israeli military ships were approaching the flotilla. However, within minutes, the phone signal dropped. And, you know, I expect that was due to the Israelis jamming the communications from the flotilla. And in keeping with protocol, she would have then thrown her phone overboard before the Israelis boarded the boat. So since then, I've had no communication from Margaret. I've been in contact with the Department of Foreign Affairs yesterday and today, who've been monitoring the situation. I spoke to them earlier today and they had no information as to the whereabouts of Margaret and the other Irish citizens who have been abducted by the Israelis. However, the flotilla administration contacted me and they tell me that the abducted volunteers are currently being forcibly transported by the Israeli military to a port in occupied Palestine. And so therefore I and I suppose all the other families of those abducted await further information. But we've had no communication from any of our loved ones. And, you know, I have to say, Shane, that I find it outrageous that the Israeli regime can illegally abduct Irish and other civilians in the middle of the Mediterranean in full view of the world. The boat in which my wife was sailing was unarmed, its mission was peaceful, and yet it was boarded with force by the Israeli military and its crew of international volunteers abducted and its cargo confiscated. In international waters. This unlawful seizure on the open sea, I think it proves that Israel operates with total immunity far beyond its own borders. And the targeting of a humanitarian mission aimed at delivering aid to the population of Gaza, I think once again it exposes the brutality of the ongoing blockade and the attempts by Israel, of course, to silence all voices of solidarity, because what we do know is what's been unfolding in Gaza is a humanitarian disaster. The ongoing genocide, the bombardment, the massacre of civilians and mass displacement are barbaric and it's a clear violation of international law.
You must be very worried about Margaret, her well-being?
Absolutely. I think all of the families are extremely worried because we know the way the Israelis treat people. The fact that the Irish government continues to abdicate its responsibility to its own citizens and indeed to the Palestinian people is amazing.
In what way is that, Declan?
Well, we're stalling and backtracking on promises to enact the Occupied Territories Bill, permitting the Americans to use Shannon Airport and our airspace, failing to hold Israel accountable for kidnapping our citizens. Like, how many times...
Well, the Taoiseach, just to be fair, because they're not here to represent themselves, but the Taoiseach did say that what Israel has done is illegal, a breach of international law. The Taoiseach said it was absolutely unacceptable and wrong. I mean, they have been pretty strong in their words in relation to
I was pleased to hear the Taoiseach condemn it. That's a step in the right direction. But the reality is, like, how many times will Israel kidnap our citizens before we actually sanction Israel? Tomorrow in the Dáil, Ciarán. Tomorrow in the Dáil. The Dáil will consider the sanctions against the State of Israel bill. Now, this gives our government the opportunity to take a firm stand. Voting for this bill will send a clear message that Ireland will not be intimidated and will not tolerate its citizens being abducted in international waters. So in this context, I would be appealing to the Taoiseach, the Taoiseach, and to all TDs to vote in favour of the sanctions bill tomorrow. And in addition, I do believe the government must demand the immediate release of all the civilians illegally abducted by the Israelis and uphold the right of safe passage in international waters. Because it's clear that no act of repression will deter the Irish activists or the activists of the international community from standing firmly on the side of justice, peace and international solidarity.
Do you expect Margaret and the other 11 Irish citizens to be brought to an Israeli prison? Is that what is that has what's happened previously, isn't it? Is that likely to happen before being deported?
Jane, that's what the flotilla organisers believe, that they are being transported to occupied Palestine initially, and then in keeping with what's happened in the past, that they will probably be transferred to Israeli prisons. But as I say, we have to wait, and I really have to say that my children and I are incredibly proud of Margaret, and indeed proud of all the volunteers who have gone on the flotilla. And Margaret has always been a fierce opponent of injustice and a passionate advocate for the Palestinian cause. And of course, as a medic, she feels a profound, I suppose, sense of grief and solidarity, because she would be acutely conscious that over 1,700 doctors, nurses, consultants and paramedics been killed by the Israeli military since the conflict started.
You're understandably, I can hear in your voice, Declan, you're obviously very upset and very worried.
I think we're all very worried, yeah. Yes, Shane. But we keep the fingers crossed, and we know that all of the volunteers, when they set off on this mission, they knew what they were getting into. They had been trained, and I have no doubt that spirits are high on the prison ship, and I look forward to hearing some positive news.
Okay, we all look forward to that. Look, thank you so much for talking to us. We wish you well, Declan. We wish Margaret and the other 11 Irish citizens well. Also, Declan Bree there, Councillor Declan Bree, former TD. Thank you for talking to The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.